This is Your Health Kit. Your Health Kit brings you tips to improve your health and might undo a few medical myths along the way. From the KXRW and X-Ray FM studios in Vancouver, Washington, I'm Rebecca Hoffman, MD, your friendly neighborhood family doctor. In today's talk, we'll take a look at chronic cough. That is, a cough that lasts for months, even after your cold is gone. Why do I get it? And how can I get rid of it? A good cough is a good friend, despite its penchant for showing up at embarrassing times, like on a plane or in class. It's a reflex our bodies have to protect the airway, even save our lives. Interestingly, coughing is a pretty complicated neuromuscular defense mechanism involving receptors, irritants, the throat, lungs, gut, and brain. But it can go into overdrive, resulting in a chronic irritating cough that can be socially limiting and can also cause real damage. We are familiar with a cough associated with the common cold. That's an acute cough and may last a month or so. But when a cough goes on for 8 weeks or more, or 4 weeks or more in kids, you've got a chronic cough, and that may be a sign of other underlying issues. Let's get technical. The cough reflex arc includes several components: nerves connected to your normal healthy airway, receptors in your airway and gut that signal those nerves when physical or chemical irritants appear, and of course, the irritants showing up. Some of the most common causes of irritants causing cough are asthma, postnasal drip, and reflux disease from the gut. Let's look at each of these. Asthma is a chronic inflammation of the respiratory system, often triggered by allergies, cold, or sudden exercise. These can stimulate those cough receptors to start the cough reflex. Wheezing may or may not occur, and the usual inhalers used for asthma can work here. Postnasal drip, or PND, is a common cause of chronic cough. The list of sources of PND is long. Cold and allergies encourage excess secretions. Sometimes a deviated septum, the cartilage dividing your nostrils, can reduce normal mucus draining. Cold-sensitive receptors in your airway can trigger PND. Some cough receptors are sensitive to certain foods like hot pepper, the capsaicin found in spicy foods. Dryness can thin your nasal passages, making them less absorptive. Even your ability to swallow can slow down clearing the secretions of PND. Swallowing is also affected by your gut in the form of gastroesophageal reflux, or GERD. Reflux of stomach acid can irritate your esophagus from your stomach all the way to your throat. You may not even experience heartburn, just the cough from the acid irritation causing your cough reflex to kick in. When postnasal drip or GERD do not clear well, that can lead to chronic throat clearing. Throat clearing contributes to cough and possible damage to vocal cords. If you find yourself clearing your throat a lot, it may be a sign of an underlying problem. There are some rare neurological abnormalities that can be associated with chronic throat clearing, but often throat clearing can become a habit. Habit cough can be difficult to identify. Some associated with dry throat, allergies, and in some cases, anxiety. Stress and anxiety can contribute to cough, but it too can cause real damage to your throat and vocal cords. What can you do to protect yourself? So often it comes down to healthy lifestyle choices. Avoiding foods that trigger acid production, like high-fat, high-sugar foods, alcohol, caffeine, chocolate, or stopping smoking. Sometimes you do need meds or an imaging study to look at your throat and vocal cords. Sometimes anxiety and stress management is the right treatment for cough. And that's where a visit to your doctor comes in handy. It's important to identify the cause of chronic cough because that will direct your treatment and protect your throat and voice for years to come. And that's your Health Kit tip for today. Chronic cough is not just an annoying problem. It can be the sign of real and treatable disease. Remember, if you have questions about your health, check with your doctor, not a computer search engine. After all, your doctor cares about you and your health. From the KXRW and X-Ray FM studios, I'm Dr. Hoffman. See you next time.